morning. Welcome to the second episode of the Late Cast. I'm coming to you live from, you guessed it, my car. On my way to work. It's Friday, so it's pretty much the weekend. It's pretty awesome. I'm leaving for work a little bit later today. I got up at 5:30 instead of 5 today. And I'm gonna be pulling in probably sometime around 7:30, I'd say. 7:30, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm gonna try and talk the entire way down. Just about random stuff that goes on. That's been going on in my life again. Gonna keep it loose, gonna keep it fun. Maybe get a little deep, I don't know. We'll see. Right? Because that's what you do in podcasts. You can just kind of bounce from topic to topic. There's no real quantitatively proven way to be good at it. It's just kind of something that you practice and then you hone your own craft and you get better, I guess. So that's what we're going to do. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the week, talk a little bit about what's been going on since the last episode, maybe rehash some things that happened in the last episode. So yeah, let's get right on into it. Driving to work, like I said, it's basically 5 after 6 in the morning right now. I like driving at this time. I touched on this in the last episode. It's generally pretty peaceful. I'm expecting there to be a little bit more traffic today just because that's the nature of how things tend to go. The later you get up and the later you get on the road, the more traffic there's going to be. So because I got up a little bit later, I'm expecting there to be probably 10-15 minutes worth of traffic more than there was yesterday. The reason I got up later today is because when I would go into work, I think I touched on this in the last episode, but when I would go to work this past week, pretty much every single day, I would get to the office around maybe like 10 after 6 or something. And then essentially what I would do is I would just take a quick nap in my car until about 6:50 or so, and then I'd go into the office, and that was a pretty solid idea. You know, I would get in at 7, and then I had texted my boss because she was in Chicago, and she said, yeah, if you come in at 7, you can leave at 4. And I thought that was just like a general premise. I didn't realize that she was talking about specifically that one day. And so what I ended up doing was coming in at 7 for the past couple days. So I want to say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday I did it. And it was awesome. It was great. At least on the way in, it was great. There was virtually no traffic. It took just about 45 minutes to get into the office, which is kind of unheard of considering today it's probably going to take me a little over an hour. The other thing is that coming home was nice. The traffic was about the same coming home. The traffic was about an hour to an hour and 10 or an hour 15. I just yawned. So yeah, it'd take about an hour to an hour 15 to get home, which, you know, you're gonna get that pretty much anywhere driving around in New Jersey. At least an hour on the way home around 4 or 5 o'clock. So I wasn't too worried about the drive home because I kind of knew what was coming. It was just nice to leave the office at 4 and then get home a little bit after 5, just because you have that extra hour to do stuff and relax and kind of get things sorted out. which is what I was finding. I came home and it was, you know, 10 after 5 or something. Maybe I would take a nap, maybe I would play some Xbox, maybe I would plant some things for this here podcast. But basically, holy shit, I think I forgot my headphones today. That's not good. Oh no, fuck. Damn it, I think I forgot my headphones today. Shit. Well, what are you gonna do? Just go to work and don't do anything with music or podcasts or YouTube or anything like that. Just sit and analyze tables. Fuck. Damn. Crap. Okay. Moving on. So yeah, there's that. What was I even talking about? Getting home early. Yeah, getting home early was fun. Then I would have a couple hours in between getting home, eating, and going to the gym, and then going to bed. So I really enjoyed that. Now it seems like everything is very, like, compressed. So it's, I get home at 6, I like to go to the gym at 8 o'clock, so I only have 2 hours in between. I usually take, I don't know, probably like a solid little half hour when I get home just to like talk to people, talk to my brother, talk to my mom. My dad's been working late, so he doesn't really get home until probably an hour after I'm done with work. An hour after I get home. He's working down by like Giant Stadium and stuff, so he's really busy, I guess. Well, he's not busy. Well, he is busy. His commute really sucks. For those of you who are listening who maybe live in New Jersey but have never been to like East Rutherford or by like the Giant Stadium, the traffic down there gets really, really horrendous. That's the area that people think of when they think of New Jersey, like the armpit of America with all the power plants and all that stuff. That's the area where the NJ Turnpike and Parkway and all types of stuff like that is, I think. And it's really just kind of an ugly place outside of the stadium. There's like, I don't know, it's just, I don't spend too much time there. My dad gets home about an hour after me. And then, you know, he kind of does his own thing. He's been really, really exhausted from working. What is this guy doing? There's a lot of dummies on the road, too, today. There's a lot of dummies on the road. Yeah, so then, you know what, I get home, I have like 2 hours in between home and the gym. Then I spend about maybe an hour to an hour and a half at the gym. I get home, it takes probably like 10 minutes to get home, so then I gotta take a shower. By the time I get out of the shower, it's already like 10 o'clock, which means it's already time for bed for me. Which, you know, I mean, it's a pretty bland day, honestly. It's a pretty bland day. Day in the life of Adam. Basically, my day at work looks like sometimes I go to meetings. I go on certain calls just to learn the ropes because I'm pretty new. I'm the new guy in the office, so in order to learn the ropes and learn some of the jargon that goes along with the job, I sit in on some calls and I pick up on different things. I kind of take notes on some of these calls. And these calls are long. They're probably like hour-long calls. and that's on Wednesdays and Fridays, but I don't think today we're having one because the gentleman, my colleague, who usually does the calls is out of office. He's playing in a company soccer tournament in Hamburg, Germany. Perks of working for a big company means that you get to do fun stuff occasionally. So he left on Wednesday, I think, and he'll be back on Monday. So a nice little couple day trip to Hamburg, which is where the company is based out of. Gosh, I am yawning like crazy right now. I don't know why. I'm pretty well rested too. Yesterday I got home and I was supposed to go to the gym and I just kind of blew it off. Shout out Tristan and shout out Brandon and shout out my brother Dan. Sorry I kind of blew you guys off, but I was really fucking tired. I worked from 7 until 5 yesterday, so that day kind of sucked. And then I got home and at 7, basically I just went upstairs and kind of passed out until about 9, then got up for a little bit, and then just kind of went back to bed. Oh no, the traffic. Actually no, never mind, that's just a garbage truck. There is not that much traffic, I hope. Yeah, so I just kind of took a nice long nap yesterday after work, after getting some dinner. It's been interesting, kind of acclimating to this new environment that I'm in, where, you know, you're up early and then you're at work, and then at work, you know, you have to learn as much as you can. So I've been trying to learn all these different things. I feel like I've been doing pretty good so far at learning things like Microsoft Excel and stuff, because even though I was an econ major in college, I really didn't use Microsoft Excel to the full capacity that I probably should have. So I've been getting pretty good with it. I've been getting okay with it. I've been getting better with it. At work, just doing basic things, like for any of you guys who use Excel, or for anybody that uses Excel. I've been getting good at like figuring out what the applicable filters are for like pivot tables and how to analyze them and how to set up reports and use slicers and VLOOKUPs and all different types of stuff like that. Which, it's actually, you know what, it sounds nerdy, but it's actually pretty interesting, because you take this huge pool of data that looks really, really intimidating, and you can just put it into a pivot table, which makes it really easy to understand. So I'm probably going to be doing a bit of that today, and by a bit I mean that's probably going to take up my entire day, is just doing some reports, because we don't have the call today, so we're going to be behind a computer with no headphones. Actually, I might just stop in at like a convenience store or something and pick up some headphones, because I'm kind of bummed that I forgot mine. I really, really like listening to music or listening to somebody else's podcast at work. It really just kind of helps the time go by when you're just listening to something. Or sometimes I'll throw on like a TV show. Like last year when I interned for the same company, I was really big into this one show. I was really into Naruto, and shout out all my anime kids. And I would literally just throw episodes on my phone, and as I was like waiting for work to come my way, I would just watch episodes, and I got through pretty much probably like 2/3 of the entire show at work last summer. So it was pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know. I really like just having headphones at work, because when you're sitting behind a desk, you can just kind of zone in on stuff too. Like, it helps you focus. It blocks out what other people are saying, so it's easier to focus on what you have in front of you. And I just enjoy that. As far as what else is going on besides work, after work today, I'm going to hang out with my one good friend. Probably going to have to get something to eat afterwards, honestly, because I don't want to show up to her place, like, hangry, because that's never a good look. I'm one of those people that gets pretty angry when I get hungry. I get confrontational. It's really ugly, man. I gotta work on it, to be honest, because I get really, really like bitchy and kind of just probably, I want to say annoying, but it's not even like annoying isn't really a good word for it. I just get like really agitated really easily. And, it's just, you know, I might stop at like a McDonald's or something and pick something up. I usually don't like to hit fast food places. I just don't. Me and my friend had a good conversation about this, where you can go to get fast food, and leave the fast food place after you're done eating feeling worse than when you came in. Right? That's generally the case with what happens to me when I eat stuff like McDonald's, where I could eat maybe like two dollar menu burgers and some fries and then an iced tea or water or something. I eat it there, or, you know, whenever I'm done eating it, give it like a half hour, and my stomach is like killing me. So I think that's pretty telling of what my habits towards fast food should or should not be. Yeah, fast food is, it's kind of like a last resort at this point. I'm really not interested in it too much, but it's okay. My favorite fast food place is probably... probably Burger King, which is kind of a curveball, because a lot of people say, Wendy's and McDonald's blow Burger King out of the water, or Taco Bell is so much better than all of them. I don't think so, honestly. I've had the Taco Bell stomach, okay? I know what it's like. I've had Wendy's. The reason why I like Wendy's, don't get it twisted, I really like Wendy's. When I was working in the mall a couple years ago, I worked in the mall for probably like almost three years actually, I think. I don't know, I have to check my resume. Let's just call it 2 years. I was working in the mall for like 2 years, seasonally. But every time that I would work, I was one of those kids that like just wouldn't pack his own lunch. I was kind of, I don't know why I was against it. But basically, there was a food court in the mall that I would always go to, and pretty much all the other places besides Wendy's and Popeyes were like, they were just kind of sketchy, meaning there had been like rumors going around that they had bugs and stuff, so I didn't really mess around or dabble too much with the other places. There was actually this cheesesteak spot that was pretty good. It was, I forget what it was called, like Jimmy's or something. Jimmy's Cheesesteaks in the mall. I don't know. I haven't been to that food court in a while. But, yeah, so I would always get Wendy's, and, you know, Wendy's doesn't really have a super diverse menu. It's pretty much just, like, chicken or a burger, like a chicken sandwich or a burger, and then there's variations of the two different types, and sometimes there's a salad, or, you know, you can get, like, the baked potato or the chili at Wendy's, but I never did that. I wasn't that brave. I would always just go with like a, I don't know, like a bacon cheeseburger, some fries, and a drink, like a combo meal, basic combo meal. But doing that, you know, at least like I'd say twice a week, let's say, at work, kind of really ruined Wendy's for me, because I would have it so frequently that it just started tasting weird. And I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode, but I really like cooking. I really like barbecuing and grilling. So when I grill my own burgers, I try and make them, like, obviously you want your stuff to be good, but like I try and make my own burgers like really good, and I try and like blow Wendy's out of the water. And so I kind of have set a standard for my cheeseburgers. above the bar that Wendy's has set. But you know, I like Wendy's. I got no beef, no pun intended, with Wendy's. I like the Burger King though. Burger King, you can just taste the difference in the burgers for me. Like McDonald's burgers taste really, they taste pretty artificial, let's be honest. They taste pretty artificial, and a lot of times when you order those dollar menu burgers, because that's the best way to get some bang for your buck, I think, in my opinion, when you order those like dollar menu burgers, like the McDoubles, there's like no love put into them. There's no love put into those burgers. SpongeBob would be so disappointed. The burgers, sometimes there's just like literal like raw cheese on top of it. You know how you're supposed to like let the cheese melt, or like steam it and let the cheese melt so that it actually looks like a good burger? A lot of times I've gotten these like McDoubles, and there's just been like raw cheese, a couple onions, the sauce is all screwed up, the buns are like falling apart. I can do without it, right? At Wendy's, sometime, actually no, I can't say at Wendy's I've ever had that, but at Burger King has pretty much never let me down. I love going for the Whopper. Sometimes I go with like the bacon Whopper, sometimes I go for the barbecue one with the onion rings, I think it has on it. Yeah, Burger King's never let me down. Their fries are not as good as like McDonald's or Wendy's, but their fries kind of get the job done. Plus, Burger King has a lot more variation in their burgers and chicken sandwiches and other stuff, I think. Probably not as much as McDonald's, but definitely more than Wendy's, I'd say. I really like, though, you know, we're talking about these fast food places. My favorite fast food place, you guys can call me fat all you want, you can call me a fat piece of crap, you can say I have high cholesterol. I don't actually know that I do or not, but I should probably get that checked out. I should probably get a physical at some point, because I'm kind of like an adult now. My favorite fast food place, and this is a place I go to rarely because it's a little bit more on the pricey side, Five Guys Burgers and Fries is the best fast food burger spot that I know of, that I've been to. And I've tried some of these higher level burger spots, because let's face it, Wendy's Mickey D's and Burger King, if you only got like $5 in your pocket, you can go there and walk out and be relatively satisfied. Like, you can put food in your stomach with $5 at those spots. At Five Guys or like Shake Shack or I forget what the other one's called around here, you got to be a little bit ballin'. You got to have at least like 10, 15, probably like $20 to put in a good order. Five Guys. There was also one of those right by the mall that I worked at, and we would go there occasionally, like really occasionally, and we would put an order in and then go and come back and just have a blast. Five Guys, if you guys don't know, is really greasy burgers. Like, they're greasy soul food burgers. They do brown bag. You put the fries in the bag, and then they put your fries in a cup, okay? And they put the cup in the bag, and then they keep scooping fries into the bag. So they keep, it's just incredible. And then the burgers are like big and filling, and you can basically put as many toppings on as you want. I would always go with a bacon cheeseburger. So when you say bacon cheeseburger, does that come off as one patty? Probably. If you're at Mickey D's or Wendy's or Burger King, it's going to come off as one patty with some cheese and some bacon. At Five Guys, it's two patties, cheese, and bacon as your base. Okay? So two patties. And then they have a junior bacon cheeseburger, which is the one patty one. So I would always go with just the regular bacon cheeseburger, get the two patties, ball out, because why not? And I would get sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions, ketchup, barbecue sauce. Sometimes I would go with like mustard and pickles. And oh my god, it was incredible. It's so good. I haven't been to Five Guys in a minute. And I, you know what, I really shouldn't go. But at some point, I'm going to want to go. And at some point, we're going to be reunited. I've tried the other places. I've tried like Shake Shack. Shake Shacks are really big in like New York City. And there's one right outside of Barclays Center in Brooklyn. There's one in Grand Central. They're all over the place. There's a couple in like Midtown and Downtown, I think. There's a couple Shake Shacks around. They're cool. Their burgers are, to me, I'm going to be honest, you know I keep it real. You know I keep it 6 more than 94. I keep it 100. The burgers are subpar, to be honest. They're tasty, like they're good. It's just, I don't know, there's not much variation on the menu. It seems kind of like a hipster burger fast food spot, because they have all these different burgers, which are, they're okay. You know, there's not even, I don't even think there's like a barbecue burger function. You know, like when you go to pretty much any fast food burger spot, they all have some type of variation of like a bacon barbecue burger, right? Or a smokehouse barbecue burger or something like that. At Shake Shack, I didn't see it on the menu. Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough. But the last time that I went, me and my buddy Tristan, shout out Tristan again, we were going to a Jay-Z concert and in Barclays in Brooklyn, and that was a really fun time, actually, thinking back to it. I had a blast. But we go in, and we're really hungry. We're trying to find this like one dive bar that I knew of. And it was, I mean, the dive bar that I went to in Brooklyn probably like a year before we went to see Jay-Z was, I don't know what it was called. I don't even remember where it is. All I know is it was pretty close to Barclays Center. So we were looking for this spot and we couldn't find it. And we were looking for a bar, just somewhere where we can get a beer. that's really it. We were looking for some place where we can go and grab a beer. We even went into like an Applebee's or something like that, and it was packed. The bar was super crowded, so we figured like we just weren't gonna get a beer. So then I think me or Tristan, we both kind of agreed that we were hungry, and so we were looking for spots. I basically typed in like burgers near me, and found a Shake Shack, which is like right down the road. So we went in, ordered, got our stuff. Burger variation, not that great. The one cool thing there is you can get a beer in there, but it's all like those douchey IPAs and stuff like that. So it's not, I don't want to call it bad beer because I've never tried it, and I'm not one to judge a book by its cover, but it was expensive, and I didn't want to pick the wrong one and have spent, you know, like $10 on a pint where, you know, really all I was looking for was probably like a Bud Light or something at the time. So yeah, we go in, we get the burgers. The burgers come back. It comes with like fries, the burger, and whatever drink you got. Like they had fountain drinks and stuff too. It wasn't just like only beer. But we get the burgers are good, I guess. They're okay. It's not Five Guys, but they're okay. The fries there are so trash. I don't care what anybody says. The burgers at Shake Shack, I mean, the fries at Shake Shack are trash. They're literally, whoa, pal, what the fuck? What you giving me the eyes for? Sorry, I guess I apparently just cut some guy off, but I mean, it merged, so like, I really had no choice. Yeah, the fries at Shake Shack are trash, to me at least. You know, this is all subjective. I don't want Shake Shack to think that we have beef or anything like that. I just, you know, it's just not for me, I guess. And I'm not some, like, fast food expert, but, you know, I figured this is where the podcast went, so we're going to talk about fast food and all that shit. Not the way I had intended this podcast to pan out, honestly. I thought I was going to be talking about, you know, like, how work's been going, and, oh, I filed this report, and I did all this, and all the data tables with the I thought I was going to talk about some deep stuff, too, where I was going to talk about, oh, your goals, you must be great, you want to be great, you have to work hard, da-da-da-da-da, on my Gary Vee shit. But instead, we're going to talk about fast food. What's your fast food? What's your favorite fast food? What's your go-to? Where do you... what's your fast food happy place? Do you guys like... You know what? I was going to say, do you guys like Taco Bell? Do you guys like these burger spots I talked about? I think my happy place for fast food is definitely Five Guys. I think that's pretty evident. I know a lot of people really like Taco Bell and like Chipotle and Qdoba and stuff like that. I really like those spots too. Don't get me wrong here. I just don't really, I don't know, they're kind of out of the way. I mean, again, at that mall that I worked at, there is a Chipotle and there is a Qdoba, and I would go there and I would get like a bowl. I didn't get a burrito because the burritos are kind of messy and I'm too uncoordinated to eat the burritos. I get a burrito when I go to Qdoba. I get a bowl when I go to Chipotle. And I think both of them are pretty awesome. I really like both of them. As far as like Taco Bell goes, I'll eat there. I'll get a couple tacos or whatever, or a beefy five layer, I don't know what the hell I get, a cheesy gordita, something or other, but I prefer Chipotle and Qdoba over it, obviously. I don't know, a lot of people like to talk about, like, oh, which one's better, Qdoba or Chipotle? I don't know, I don't really care. If we want to go to one, I'll have a good time at one. If we want to go to the other, I'll have a good time at the other. I don't get too involved with it. When we're talking about burgers, though, like we just finished up talking about, I get pretty opinionated about it. Get pretty spicy when I talk about my burgers. I don't think I've ever been to a Subway, deli sandwich spot. I've never been to one of those places willingly. I've just never really had a desire to go to one of those. Something about it kind of skeeves me out. Not skeeves me out, it's just like, I feel like there are better alternatives around than Subway, even though Subway is relatively cleaner than the other alternatives. From a pure taste perspective, I prefer other things. Plus, there's this really good deli by where I live. Shout out 3-in-1 Deli. Where they just... I don't know, they make really good deli sandwiches, they get really good bread, and their price points are pretty good. Like, you can get like a 12-inch sub for like $8 or something like that, so I mean, that's pretty solid. I don't really mess with Subway like that too often. I don't really mess with like Quick Check food or like Wawa food or anything like that, really. I mean, I don't know. That's just my preference. I really like pizza too. There's this one pizza spot by where I live that I frequent. There's actually like two really good pizza spots that I frequent when I'm home. And they're pretty solid pizza. Like, a lot of people would say, oh, this pizza isn't that great. I think it rules. I don't know. I really enjoy it. There's this one slice of pizza that I've been getting a lot, and I don't even get it in the slices anymore. If I'm getting this type of pizza, I get it in the entire... I just get a pie of it, and it's called a grandma pie. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. Grandma pie. And it's like it's really thin crust. Well, it's not... It's thinner than your regular pizza crust, and it's squared up, so it's kind of like a compressed Sicilian slice. You know how Sicilian has like the puffy dough, I guess you could call it. Well, the grandma slice is like really thin, but it's squared like a Sicilian. And then what they do is they put a whole bunch of sauce on it, and they put pesto, and then what looks like they just slice mozzarella cheese, and they just put it, they just throw it on top and let it melt. And it's, oh my God, it's so, or no, I think they do... I don't know how the order goes, actually. I think it's bread, sauce, pesto, cheese, but I could be mistaken. And then I think they put sauce on top of the cheese, too. Maybe. I don't know. It's really good. I can put down probably like 4 slices of it. I could, realistically, if I'm really hungry, there's a good chance that your boy could put down a whole pie of it. Because I'm a fat boy like that. But... yeah, this one place that I get the grandma's pie from, it does a lot of like specialty slices too. They have this one slice called a quesadilla slice, and it's literally like a thick quesadilla slapped on top of some pizza, and it's delicious and it's really filling. They do a really good barbecue and buffalo chicken slice. They do like dessert slices and all different types of stuff like that. So yeah. Pizza kind of gets the job done. Sushi. I'm a big fan of sushi. Sushi and sashimi or poke. When I was out in Hawaii with my boy, we went to a couple different places and tried out some sushi and poke. And I'm not a huge fan of poke. It's really good. I don't know. Something about that much raw fish is kind of throws me off. But the sushi that we had out there was incredible. I have a new favorite roll. It's called the Rainbow Roll or something. It's basically, I forget what the base fish inside of it is. I think it's tuna. It's stuffed with like tuna, avocado, and I think cucumber or something, and then the white rice and the seaweed. And then on top of the white rice and the seaweed, they put more avocado, and they put like basically just sashimi on top of it. But they put different types of sashimi on top of it. So it starts with like salmon sashimi on top of it for like two or three pieces, and then it goes to like ahi for the next like three or four pieces, and then it goes to like whitefish, I think, and there's like avocado spread on top of it, and it's just delicious. It's so good. I love that roll. That's probably my favorite roll. We went out, me and my friend Tristan and my brother went to go get sushi 2 days ago, I think. Two days ago. We went for like an all-you-can-eat special, and it was like $20. You go, you sit down, you basically place an order for the different rolls that they're offering, and the rainbow roll was one. They have this thing called, like, I think it's called the Tokyo roll, and it's pretty much the same as the roll that I just described, just with like different types of sashimi, I think. It's pretty delicious too. And then we got, my brother went with like this shrimp tempura roll that had like mango slices on top of it and like this mango sauce, which was really, really good. And my friend Tristan went with a couple different like shrimp tempura or crab tempura rolls. They were pretty good. It was all fresh. I'm a fan of like the raw fish. They don't really like the raw fish. They like the tempura stuff. So, you know, to each his own, I guess. But I really like sushi. I like ramen. Like, you know, like the noodle soup stuff that has like pork and egg and stuff like that in it. That is so good to me. I love that. There's this place in Hackettstown, New Jersey, called Gaza Ramen, and you go in and you just sit down, you order some ramen. It's really well priced. I think it's like $10 for a big bowl of ramen, and like, I don't even know, probably between $7 and $12 for different rolls of sushi too. So the past couple times that I've gone there, I've gotten a roll of sushi and I've gotten a bowl of ramen. And basically I've just had an absolute blast at this place. Ramen is just so good. I've tried a bunch of different types. I'm not a big fan of spice. Like, I can't really do spicy too much. I've actually just started eating like jalapenos kind of, but I'm very like very sparing with how much and when I eat them, just because, like, I don't know, spicy food to me just isn't enjoyable. It just kind of hurts my mouth, and I'm not a big fan of that. But like I said, I mean, when it comes to ramen, there's people like to put like hot sauce in it or like some type of spice. And I don't know, it's just really not for me. I went with two of my fraternity brothers. When I was at school, we went to this place in New Brunswick, and it was really good. And the woman brought out like this, I don't even want, it's kind of like a paste, like a pepper flake paste kind of thing, like a sauce that you put in your ramen and you spin it around, and it's pretty damn spicy. And I didn't realize how spicy it was gonna be, so I just put like two little spoonfuls in, and it was definitely spicy. I definitely needed to ask for some water. But yeah, so I don't really do spicy that well. But I definitely want to go and get some ramen at some point. I'm actually pulling into the office as we speak. Holy shit, this has been a very pleasant drive. It's 6:45, and I'm literally 2 minutes away from the office, so, and there's like no traffic, so this is incredible. This has been a good podcast. I've been talking for 45 minutes, almost 46 minutes now. You know, I guess I'm one of those people when once you get me going about a topic, I can just kind of take the ball and run with it. Today we talked a little bit about what I do at work in the beginning there. Maybe I went on a little bit. Somebody said in my last episode that I kind of talked about going to work for like 15 minutes and that wasn't really enjoyable. So I'm going to try and just say, like, if I'm going to work, I'm just going to say I'm going to work. I'm not going to talk about like traffic and stuff like that because I don't feel like you guys really want to listen to all that nonsense. But basically, yeah, and then, you know, so I talked about what I do at work a little bit. I talked about how I've been getting better at Excel. I've talked about fast food. Fast food has been the name of this podcast. I don't know, man. There's still a lot that I kind of want to talk about. I'm pulling into the office. I'm going to take my morning nap. But before I do, there's one very pivotal area of fast food that we have not covered, and that area is fried chicken. I'm a big fried chicken fan too. I really like stuff like KFC and Popeyes. When it comes to that, I kind of prefer Popeyes just because their quality of frying to me is just better than KFC's. I just enjoy Popeyes more than I do KFC. I got, like, if KFC's there, don't get me wrong, I will definitely eat it. I will definitely eat some KFC. But I definitely prefer Popeyes. Popeyes has this one sandwich called like a chicken po' boy, and it's literally the most simple sandwich ever. It's bread, mayonnaise, like one of their chicken tenders, and then some slices of pickle. And when I was working by a Popeyes at the mall, I would go and I would literally go and just order two chicken po' boys because they're relatively small sandwiches, and then I would go and eat them. And Popeyes has these like Cajun fries, which are really good. Popeyes definitely superior in my opinion. I don't know, maybe next time I'll talk about my favorite restaurants, because we talked about fast food, but realistically, if I have the option to go to a restaurant versus one of these fast food places, I'm definitely going to a restaurant first, or like a bar or something like that. I'll definitely go to first. There's this really good bar that I want to tell you guys about, but I think I'm going to save it for the next episode. Shout out Dr. J, the next episode, smoke weed every day. we'll leave it for next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. My name is Adam Kylie. You can find me on Twitter at Kylie Clan. You can find me on Instagram at ADMKLY. You can find me on WordPress, which I talked about in my last podcast, I have a WordPress blog where I touch on some deeper parts of my life, some more personal stuff. You can find that stuff out at amkiely, that's amkiely, .wordpress, at, I think it's .wordpress.com, I think. So amkiely.wordpress.com, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the link for it. I hope you guys have been enjoying this podcast. Definitely let me know if you guys want to hear me talk about some other stuff. I'm always open to kind of lend some resourcefulness in any capacity that I can. Whether it be personal issues, lifting, food recommendations, maybe you just want to hear about beer stories, or maybe you just want to hear about, you know, back when I was like an athlete, or maybe you want to hear about just family stuff, or what I do in my free time, or you know, just stuff like that. Definitely let me know, right? We're in this together. So you guys help me, and I will be the vessel of communication for you, so to speak. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed, and I will see you next time.